In Jesus' name we pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit amidst us. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for how you've been helping us all through the beginning of this week up until today. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and preservation upon our lives, your sustenance, your provisions upon our lives. Lord, we pray that as we gathered this day, Lord, we pray that you will minister your words to our heart and let your word perform that to which it will be spoken today in the mighty name of Jesus. The word says that the entrance of your word gives light and understanding unto the simple. Lord, we pray that you will touch our heart through your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Glory and honor be unto your name. Bless every heart and every life present here, and cause your word to change our heart and our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, and to point us on the way to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we will be looking at the topic before us, which is Christ-centered church. Christ-centered church. And I will be taking my reading from a few passages of scriptures here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, and as well Acts of Apostles in the book of Acts chapter 7 and verse 48. And we will be looking at the Word of God and God's intention and God's purpose for sending His Son Jesus Christ into the world. And through His word, we will be able to see who is Christ and who are His church. And I pray that God, through His Holy Spirit, will minister to our heart and lives in Jesus' name. I need to let us know that the church starts with us. And I'll be taking my reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, in verse 16. First Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." We need to understand that Paul the Apostle spent a deal of a time at the Corinthian church, and the Corinthian church, it's Corinth, the place called Corinth is known for a place of pleasure, just like the world we live in. But the church itself, it's their teaching basically was centered then prosperity and pleasures and all that. But they got carried away, and Paul the Apostle had to make them understand that it is important for them to know that their temple, the temple being referred to, is the individual body. is the individual self. Now, the church, Paul the Apostle was trying to make them understand that the church starts with them. The church starts with you. It's not just a building. It's not just an edifice. It's an individual self. Now, the reason why Paul had to emphasize that is because there is a tendency for an individual who has claimed to be Christian to be carried away and swayed away with the pleasures of life, thinking that by going to church and, you know, performing the regular rituals, by paying tithes, attending, you know, the church regularly, you know, that would automatically, you know, make you fit for the kingdom of God. But that is not the emphasis. The emphasis is you are the church. The church starts with you. And it's important as well for us to know that a Christ-centered church is a church that is regulated by God, modeled after the life of Jesus, and has the witness of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is present in this world to regulate, to make sure that we are in synchronization. We are at par with God's expectation. And it's important for us to understand that though we acknowledge that there is God and we acknowledge the person of Jesus Christ, without our life being molded after God is a waste of time. Now, it's all a waste of time because it's not, the church is you. It starts with you. Just like in a society, you know, nobody wants to live in a society that is hostile, in an environment that is hostile. Maybe there is vandalism and there is, thieves breaking into the home, and there is a lot of chaos in that kind of environment. You know, people fighting. There's a lot of violence going on around. Basically, there is anarchy. Nobody likes to live in those kind of environments. Now, when you talk about a society, society is made up of individuals, not just the houses, not just the streets, not just the good roads. It is made, the same thing is applicable as to the church. The church is made up of individuals. If there are good people in the society, for example, if there are people who obey the law, you are, you know, in compliance with what the law says, and they, you know, they obey the traffic laws, they obey, you know, they are following, they are doing the things they are supposed to be doing. They are living the right way, not just, you know, driving carelessly, not just, you know, living just the way they like. People would like to live in those kind of environment, right? So the same thing is applicable to the church. The church is not the building, it's an individual. We need to get that straight. Now, when we look at the book of John, chapter 21, in verse chapter 4, the book of John, chapter 4, in verse 21.